Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Physical activities such as running or walking can tax our body's energy reserves. But as David Williams, postdoctoral researcher in the Department of Organismic and Evolutionary Biology at Harvard University, reveals, our bodies also capture and store energy as we move.
Muscle is a highly structured system. Tiny tissue pieces contain millions of individual motors that generate force. These motor molecules don't have a forward and reverse gear, and aren't even all that great at pulling in a straight line. The structure around the motors has to coerce them into working together, pulling in the same direction at the same time without concentrating too much force at any one point and ripping the system apart. For a long time, we thought the support structure was pretty much just there to keep muscle organized. But there's another great driving factor in movement, and that's the desire for efficiency. We don't want to spend more energy than is necessary to do something, so we like to store energy and reuse it when we can. We do this when running, storing energy in the tendons and ligaments of our legs. We can also use stored energy to perform actions that we couldn't even make happen otherwise. We can throw farther, thanks to being able to store energy in the elastic components of our shoulders and chests. And it's not just us. For example, mantis shrimp, animals that look like deranged crawfish, use energy stored in their exoskeletons to move their claws at a blinding speed and wallop open the shells of their prey. So we thought we had the functions of systems figured out. Energy is stored in tendons, ligaments, connective tissue, even exoskeletons, while force is generated in muscle. But it turns out we missed something. Muscle serves a dual function. It's storing energy while generating force. The structure that organizes muscle's motors deforms under force, and in doing so, it stores energy. Muscle support structure deforms and stores energy not only in the direction of force, but also perpendicular to it, in the direction that muscle bulges as it contracts. So muscle isn't just a motor that produces force and consumes energy. It's also a rubber band that lets us store energy and bounce along on less energy than would otherwise be the case.
That was David Williams of Harvard University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I wish you'd stop wasting all my energy.